It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starks.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, what a weekend. What a weekend in American politics. It is... It's a mess out there, and it really doesn't need to be a mess, which is why I'm sort of confounded by all of this. So hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starks Radio Show. Great to have you with us, wherever you might be across the nation. I just have a simple question for you. Do you stand with President Trump on this Jeffrey Epstein situation, or do you stand with the MAGA influencers? That really is the question for the next little while, because there is a major rift happening, and it is not good, and I'm not sure this is going to go the way that President Trump hopes and thinks it should go. Now, I got a lot to say about this, and I've got a lot to say about the MAGA influencers as well. This situation over that unfolded at the Turning Point USA, the conference in Tampa, Florida, very, very disturbing on a number of levels. The amount of anti-Semitism that I heard being spewed, not good. Not good at all. And we've got to deal with that. But again, right now, we've got to figure out what's going on within the MAGA world. Steve Bannon is predicting that if the Epstein files are not released, then the Republicans could end up losing 25 to 30 seats at the very least in Congress, in the House of Representatives. I'm just curious, are you guys even concerned about this? Was the Epstein story on your radar? Because it wasn't on my radar. I wasn't going to the polls casting my vote for Donald Trump on whether or not he was going to release the Epstein files. And by the way, during the campaign, Trump actually did not commit to releasing the files because he said there could have been a lot of fake or made up stuff in those files. So I want to establish one fact here. Donald Trump's name is not in the Epstein files. If it was, then the Democrats would have already used that. They would have used that. Kamala Harris and her team would have used that, and it would have come out right before the election, and it would have destroyed Donald Trump. I don't believe that anybody in Donald Trump's immediate family, and that would be the other question. Well, what about Donald Trump's family? No, I don't think anybody in the family was in the, because the Democrats would have used that. They've had plenty of opportunities. But instead, they're going out there and they're making up phony Russian dossiers and paying top dollar for them. So I don't really believe this has anything to do with Donald Trump. But Trump is a very empathetic man. And I believe that he probably knows there are people that are on the list that should not be there. And for whatever reason, their names were included. Or there was some sort of an innocent reason. I don't know. I haven't seen the list. But it's interesting because when you go back and you look at the Epstein files and how this is playing out in the Justice Department right now, and Bongino, that whole thing, it's messed up. And let me just say this about Dan Bongino. I know many of you love Dan Bongino out there, but you can't offer the president an ultimatum like that. It's either me or Pam Bondi. Trump doesn't play that kind of, it's not a blackmail, it's not a threat kind of a game with Donald Trump. And Trump last night, as he was getting on board Air Force One, said he'd had a conversation with Bongino, and Bongino was good. I don't know. Glenn Beck said, posted something saying that Bongino was leaving and then deleted that message. But it's a big mess right now over at the Justice Department and the FBI. Just a big mess. And if you will remember, ladies and gentlemen, this program was the very first to step out. And I caught a lot of flack for this. But I called this out the moment it happened. And you will remember this. It was the day they invited all of the social media influencers to come to the White House. And they all walked out. Nobody knew who any of them were. And they all walked out, these social media influencers, they walked out with these big, huge binders, which was supposed to be all about the Epstein files. And, of course, it turned out there was nothing in there. It was all a big, weird photo op. And at the time, I said this was a very bad move. The optics here, it cheapens the entire story. And it marginalizes the story, because instead of having real people, real journalists, even from the conservative side, being provided this material, they're giving it to people who have a big Instagram or TikTok following. And it cheapens the seriousness of the story. And, of course, we now know that everything completely has since unraveled. Now, Trump says he's standing by Pam Bondi. But I'm telling you, the entire Turning Point USA event was directed at making sure Pam Bondi was run out of town. I mean, there was some ugly stuff being said at the Turning Point USA gathering this past weekend. So anyway, I'm curious to hear from you on this, and because we're going to have to work our way through all of this, and Trump is pretty adamant those files are not being released. Do you believe that is going to hurt the president? Will it hurt Republicans in the midterm? Our telephone number, I want you to write this down, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, and we're going to be taking your calls on this. And I will say this, and I'll say this many times. We've got problems in the Republican Party. We really do. And right now, all we're doing is playing games, and these are very dangerous games, very dangerous games. And I was listening to Tulsi Gabbard over the weekend, and Tulsi said, well, look, she says, I'm tired of hearing about, and she's going on about the deep state. And she's like, well, the deep state is still controlling everything. That's what she's saying about the deep state. Well, here's the deal. I don't care. Republicans literally control everything in Washington, D.C. right now. Everything. The House, the Senate, the presidency. Why is there still a deep state? Why are we not doing mass firings? By the way, well done to you, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, firing thousands of people over at the State Department. By the way, why haven't we padlocked the front doors on the Department of Education? Why isn't Congress working around the clock to implement the DOGE cuts? What's going on there? And by the way, why aren't we deporting 10 to 15,000 illegals per day? I got to tell you, forget about the MAGA influencers. I don't think they're all that influential. And a lot of them are flat-out grifters. They will change their opinion based on the almighty dollar. This program right here, we have stood by Donald Trump through thick and thin, and I don't get a single penny from Donald Trump or any of his organizations. Not one. But what we need to be worried about here, folks, are the voters. That's what the Republicans need to be concerned about. They've got to deliver on Trump's agenda, and that is the only thing that matters, period, ladies and gentlemen. And if we can't get our heads wrapped around that, we are going to have our butts handed to us in the midterm elections. And you know what's going to happen then? 2 years of Trump impeachments and investigations. That's all we're going to get. So all of these folks playing these games, shame on you. And to Pam Bondi and Dan Bongino and Cash Patel, you got to get your act together. And we've got to stop all of this bickering, and the leaking is driving Trump nuts. I can tell you that right now. But Trump has said he's standing by Pam Bondi, and that is that. But is that enough, ladies and gentlemen, for you to turn away from the president and his agenda? I'm just saying it's a great agenda, but we haven't accomplished all that much just yet, right? It's been a great bit of political theater, but when the brass tacks, we haven't shut down the Department of Education, and we're not deporting 10,000 to 15,000 illegals per day. And let me say something. For me, personally, those are the two top most important issues facing our nation right now. You've got a Department of Education that has convinced two generations of young people that what's happening in our country is evil. And then you've got all of these illegals that have turned so many of our cities into third world cesspools. Those people, they got to go. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going right to the phones. We're going to open it up. You're hearing from a lot of the talking heads out there, but I want to hear from you. Does it concern you, this rift that's happening between Trump and these MAGA influencers? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to go right to your phone calls. Before we go to break, I want to talk to you about something incredibly important. And we've heard from a lot of our Houston, a lot of our Texas listeners, and they're saying, Todd, we got to have some help down here. Well, I've heard you, and we've got some good news, because we are now going to raise disaster relief help for the good people in the Hill Country. All of this is going to be managed in San Antonio at a warehouse that's going to be a central hub for receiving and organizing the aid. We need you to go right now to toddstearns.com. You'll see the big disaster relief banner. Click on that. You'll see the link. You can give money online. And here's what your gift is going to do. We are going to be providing emergency relief kits to as many people as we can afford. So our goal is $20,000, and we want to be able to provide, you know, things for women, for men, for kids, baby diapers, the whole nine, your hygiene kits, you name it. We're going to be providing that in these kits. Now, again, you can go to toddstearns.com. And you can make a donation online. You can also call 855-348-4673. Again, 855-348-4673. You can also text the word Todd to 51555, and they'll send you a link to give. Again, text Todd to 51555. But I want you to help me and our friends at Food for the Poor. We're going to be helping the great state of Texas. This is a very simple way. $50, $500, $2,500, whatever you can give, we want you to do that. And go to toddstearns.com right now and lend a helping hand. We'll be right back, America. America was built on stories of courage, sacrifice, faith, and freedom. But somewhere along the way, we stopped telling those stories. And that's why I want to tell you about Angel Studios, a platform that's bringing those stories back. Stories that honor our values, stories that remind us of who we are. They've released films like The Sound of Freedom, A Bold Stand Against Child Trafficking. They brought us the Tuttle Twins, teaching our kids what public schools will not, about liberty, personal responsibility, and the foundations of this great nation. With The King of Kings, they're showing the world that Jesus Christ is still the greatest story ever told. And new projects like The Last Rodeo and Green and Gold celebrate the heart of America, hard work, family, and legacy. But here's what makes Angel different. You get a voice. When you join the Angel Guild, you don't just watch the films. You help decide what gets made. You support the kind of stories that make this country strong. And you become a part of a movement to preserve the values we hold dear. This is how we take our culture back, by standing for truth one story at a time. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, no, Trump took everybody to the woodshed over the weekend. He's not a happy camper about any of this, but I want to go to the phone lines. A lot of you folks wanting to weigh in today. Let's start our day in Houston, Texas. Steve hanging out with us on Patriot Talk 920. All right, Steve, what say you?
Hey, Todd. My job has me on the road every day. I listen to your program every day. You're one of my favorite talk show hosts on conservative radio.
Thank you.
It's because you attack issues with a sense of reason, okay? But, you know, I'm wondering how many people ever think about Pam Bondi, does she even have security clearance for some of this information that the American people are demanding? You know, I remember I used to study this former FBI director after he retired, a family hired him to find their missing daughter, and, you know, he talked about finding daycare centers with underground tunnels where they're abducting children. You know, 3,000 children come up missing in this country every year, and he said he traced the child abduction ring all the way to the White House. Now, I've been called a conspiracy theory my whole life, and now a lot of the things that people used to attack me as being conspiracy theories, you know, they're public news. And I believe it was Eisenhower that threatened to send the military into Area 51 because they told him he didn't have clearance himself to get in there and find out what they were doing. You know, the deep state is exactly that. And I think President Trump, he slipped through the cracks the first time. But why don't we ever hear anything about the Podesta email? You know, some of the whistleblowers that have talked about the stuff that was in his laptop. And Hillary Clinton, you know, she smashed her evidence with a hammer, you know. I mean, had her own private server. These are all things I was expecting to see come out in the Trump administration. That I think, you know, who knows if they even have clearance to get in there and find out this evidence. I mean, they hide so much from the American people. I think it's a lot deeper than what people realize. And I've heard speakers on your program, and I agree with them, that I think that if everything was made public, it could not only bring down this whole country, but other countries as well, leaders of other countries, because, you know, we believe these people live like we do. But, you know, these career politicians, they live a whole different reality. And, you know, it's all about money and riches.
Well, let me jump in here. Let me jump in here, Steve, because you're dropping a lot of stuff. Do you think it might be possible? And I know that people are they're going nuts over this, you know, Bannon and all that crowd. Everybody's going nuts. I mean, could it be as something as simple as maybe Donald Trump got a letter, got a package in the mail, and maybe the only thing inside was a bullet, reminding him that there is a deep state, and if you go down this path, you know, you might end up being another target. I mean, is it possible they threatened Trump's life again over this?
I believe, and I've always believed, that once a president gets debriefed, that they take him in the back office and they show him John F. Kennedy and they say, look, we did this in front of the whole world and we can do this to you. Because my whole life, I've never considered myself a Democrat or a Republican, because if you're old enough like me, I'm 56 years old, and I've seen Democrat and Republican leaders year after election, they promise the same things, but when they get in office, they all follow the same agenda. And they've been selling us out for years. I think the only reason Donald Trump ran as a Republican is because he knew he couldn't get elected under third party. I mean, I really supported Ron Paul because he, you know, when they asked him questions.
Yeah, look, I get that. And Steve, we're coming up on a hard break, but I'm going to have to let you go. But I mean, these are great questions. But clearly something has happened. And I wouldn't be surprised if all of this came down to the fact that they pulled Trump aside and said, you don't want to go down this path. You don't want, there could be trouble. And that, I mean, it could be something that simple. But again, going back to my original question, is that why you voted for Donald Trump? And I know I'm catching holy you-know-what right now. Why? You're just supporting the pedophiles, Todd. Do you want children to be attacked? Well, no, of course not. Nobody wants that. Oh, except the pedophiles, but no. What's wrong with you? All right, 901-260-5926. Coming back with your calls next. I want to talk to you about something incredibly important. And we've heard from a lot of our Houston, a lot of our Texas listeners, and they're saying, Todd, we got to have some help down here. Well, I've heard you, and we've got some good news, because we are now going to raise disaster relief help for the good people in the Hill Country. All of this is going to be managed in San Antonio at a warehouse that's going to be a central hub for receiving and organizing the aid. We need you to go right now to toddstearns.com. You'll see the big disaster relief banner. Click on that. You'll see the link. You can give money online. And here's what your gift is going to do. We are going to be providing emergency relief kits to as many people as we can afford. So our goal is $20,000, and we want to be able to provide, you know, things for women, for men, for kids, baby diapers, the whole nine, your hygiene kits, you name it. We're going to be providing that in these kits. Now, again, you can go to toddstearns.com and you can make a donation online. You can also call 855-348-4673. Again, 855-348-4673. You can also text the word Todd to 51555, and they'll send you a link to give. Again, text Todd to 51555. But I want you to help me and our friends at Food for the Poor. We're going to be helping the great state of Texas. This is a very simple way. $50, $500, $2,500, whatever you can give, we want you to do that. And go to toddstearns.com right now and lend a helping hand.
Recording this, Dan Bongino is threatening to resign if Pam Bondi does not resign as AG. What does that tell us, in your opinion?
Well, it tells us that Dan Bongino got shafted, completely shafted. And I'm saying this as a friend of his and someone who respects and likes him, but also just as an observer, an informed observer of it. So Pam Bondi, who's, by the way, I don't hate Pam Bondi. She's a totally nice person. If she was here, you would enjoy, if I don't know if you know her, but she's a very nice person. Not against Pam Bondi in the slightest. But the fact is, she got on television on Fox News and started saying stuff like, I've got the client list on my desk. And actually, no, you don't. And I've got thousands of videos of Epstein having sex with kids. Well, actually, no, you don't. Most of the material was commercial porn taken off his computer. Like, that's just not true. Why did she say that? Probably because she's insecure and she's trying to please the audience, I would expect.
Do you think Dan is upset because his integrity is being questioned now over her mistakes?
Oh, my gosh. So you're Dan, and you're a media figure, and you've got one of the biggest podcasts in the country, and you're making tons of money, and you're having a great time, which he was. You just built this brand new studio in Florida. You work with your wife, who you really like, which he does. And you get the call saying you'd be deputy FBI director, and you're like, I love Donald Trump. I love this country. I will, you know, cut my pay by, you know, into a tenth of what it was, and I will leave my house and move to D.C., which is a kind of prison sentence itself, and I will do this because I love the president, I love the country, and you're there a few months, and all of a sudden, everybody thinks you're covering up Epstein's crimes, and it kind of wrecks Dan's career. Like, he can't go back. It's going to be very hard at this point. I mean, things may change, but as of today, pretty hard for Dan to go back to his podcast audience and be like, I'm telling you the truth, when they all think he's covering up for Epstein.
All right, that was Tucker Carlson, and what I find fascinating about this is that Tucker, it's very clear that he's about to run for something, and the word is that Tucker may be wanting to run for the nomination in 2028 for the White House, but it could be that he runs as a third-party populist candidate, because Tucker Carlson is not a Republican, and I'm sorry, but he's not a conservative. He's libertarian-esque. Tucker Carlson is what Tucker Carlson wants to be. And it depends on the day and the hour and whatever to figure out what flavor of Tucker you're going to get. But I think he could really pose a threat. And is it possible that, he could be successful? Maybe, just maybe. There was a room full of thousands of people, of young people that called themselves conservatives at Turning Point USA. And those young people were cheering the concept that Jeffrey Epstein was a spy for Israel, and that there's a big problem with the United States supporting the nation of Israel. And you had people cheering that, and that crowd is really, really amazing to watch this de-evolution happening within conservative Republican circles. All right, I want to get back to the phones. 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Ken in Richmond, Virginia. Hi, Ken. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Good afternoon. I am very concerned about all this Epstein files stuff floating around. And I believe that if Trump doesn't hit this head on, it's going to hurt the midterms and the rest of the administration 4 years that he has. I just couldn't believe my ears when, you know, this all came out, you know, especially since Pam Bondi was on Fox. And I saw her that night talk about the files are on my desk. And, you know, I'm going, okay, let's see them. And things just dragged and dragged and dragged until, as you know, the cabinet meeting the other day. So I have grave concerns that this is going to blow out of proportion and really hurt things.
I'm curious your thoughts about Bongino. Do you consider him to be a hero here, or do you think that he's complicit?
I haven't given that a lot of thought. I seen Bongino from time to time. I really haven't seen him that much, so to speak, when he's doing the podcast and the stuff on TV. I don't know. It's a tough one. Maybe they're treating him as a scapegoat. I don't know. It's just too confusing and really sad that, if I'm not mistaken, Trump, you know, ran on the Epstein files being released and JFK and RFK and MLK. And like you pointed out earlier about, you know, why aren't we locking up more and more illegals? Why aren't we doing more deportations? You know, things, he was in a hurry at the beginning, but now things have, I don't know what's going on. It just kind of, it's not going the way I thought it would go.
Well, it's not. And a lot of that has to do with Washington and bureaucracy, and I get that. But they're trying to sell us a lot of stuff that just isn't happening. And I'll give you a great example. Right now, none of the DOGE cuts have been codified. Not a one. We can't even get the NPR, the defunding of NPR and PBS through the U.S. Senate right now. I mean, that was another big story last week that sort of got shoved aside for all this other stuff we're dealing with. But that's my only concern. And Trump can't do everything, Ken. Trump is not involved in the day-to-day nuance at the Justice Department. That's why he's got Pam Bondi there and Kash Patel and Bongino.
Yeah, I'm afraid it, in a lot of instances, like you pointed out, that, you know, there's rhinos that are slowing the process down, and along with the Democratic judicial slowdowns that they've been doing, too, with all the cases and now class actions. I got to believe that almost a unit party is against us now. And it's really sad. I'm afraid our country may just ultimately go down the tubes.
Well, I'm concerned about this. And I'll say this because I feel like we're sort of all in the middle here, right? I do think that we ought to. They said there was a list. I mean, Alan Dershowitz says there's a list. Now, Ghislaine Maxwell is saying she's willing to testify before Congress that there's a list. So we've got to figure this out. And this is the kick in the pants, Ken. They've been tracking the numbers on Epstein. Nobody cared about Epstein, but now the numbers are through the roof. You want to know why, Ken? Because Donald Trump is talking about it. Trump really hurt himself with this message over the weekend, because now everybody in the country is saying, oh, wait a second. Well, what's going on there? So it's I'm not sure where this is going to go. Does this hurt Trump long term? Well, it really depends on what the Democrats and the media do, because now they're all over this. And the talking point that went out to Republican lawmakers is don't talk about it. And I want to play some audio here. This is Congressman Mike Lawler, the New York congressman, on CNN earlier today. Take a listen.
All right. This morning, there is new criticism from the right on the Justice Department's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case. Politico is now reporting that conservative activist Laura Loomer is calling for the appointment of a special counsel to look into this. With us now, Congressman Mike Lawler, a Republican from New York. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us. What do you think a special counsel would accomplish, and how do you feel about it?
Look, as I've said, I'm not exactly one to subscribe to conspiracy theories. So from my vantage point, if somebody committed a crime, if somebody affiliated with Jeffrey Epstein committed a crime, they should be prosecuted. In the absence of that, frankly, this seems like a colossal waste of time and effort frankly, a lot of nonsense. There are a lot of issues facing this country right now. A dead pedophile ain't one of them. And from my vantage point, the world is a lot better off with Jeffrey Epstein no longer part of it. And as I said, if somebody did something, if there is evidence of a crime committed, then prosecute them. In the absence of that, what are we talking about?
So there you go. Look, I actually disagree with the congressman here. I think it is very important for us to know if we have pedophiles in the highest places in our government. And I think that is a fair thing for any law-abiding American to be concerned about. And if that's going to be the talking point from the Republicans, we got big problems on our hand. I don't think the Epstein, is that why I voted for Donald Trump? No, it's not. I mean, I think we got to get the information out there, but I don't believe the administration should live and die on Jeffrey Epstein. However, because President Trump made this the issue he did over the weekend, it's hard to say where this goes now because we've got a lot of other big issues. And here's the thing. Ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to save this country, we've got to deport every single one of the illegals. And number two, we've got to abolish the Department of Education. Those two things haven't happened. I mean, they're deporting, but they're deporting at such small numbers, it's not going to matter a hill of beans in 4 years. It's just not. So we have got to step up and ramp up. That's what we've got to do. All right, we've got to take a break, too. Jeez, Lou, the time is flying today. Our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. As I mentioned at the start of the show, we are launching a disaster relief effort to help our friends in the great hill country of Texas. We're partnering with Food for the Poor. We did this in North Carolina, and you guys were so incredibly generous. There are just so many people that need so much help right now. They lost everything in these floods, and that's why we want to lend a helping hand. So we've got a couple of ways for you to donate, we're asking whatever you can give, but we're asking $50. That will take care of a family. And if you want to do 50 families, $2,500. So whatever you can afford to give, we want you to give. ToddStearns.com. Go check out the landing page there, and you'll find the ways that you can provide, you can help. You can also text the word Todd to 51555 for a link. Again, text Todd, T-O-D-D, to 51555, or you can call their toll-free number, 855-348-4673. Again, 855-348-4673. Let's help our friends in Texas.
Tired of giving away all your rental profits to a property manager? You don't have to. Over 800,000 landlords use TurboTenant to find and manage tenants. Keep your 10% and sign up for free at TurboTenant.com.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. You know, Mike has a passion to help everybody get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by creating the best pillow. He also created the best bed sheets ever. Mike is offering the best deal on his Percale bed sheets. You can get a set for as low as $24.98. The MyPillow Percale bed sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. They look great. They feel great. And that means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 worth of merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $24.98. Order now or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS. That's 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS. Sorry about that, folks. I was slightly distracted. Let's go to the phone lines. Collierville, Tennessee. May I just say, it is one of the prettiest little towns in America. Sandy is listening to us on KWAM. Sandy, what a great town you guys have out there.
Isn't it, though? It's a great little town. It's very, very beautiful. But you know what? We have our own issues with illegals in Collierville. I know you wouldn't think that, but we definitely do.
Like illegals or people like, you know, coming over from Memphis?
No, that's a good point, too. No, I mean people that should not be in America.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Really? In Collierville?
Yeah. Yeah. You would be surprised. And if you come to the South very much, you know, the small towns throughout Tennessee, North Mississippi, you're going to see an overabundance. That's where they're going. Because the law enforcement is so not prepared or equipped. And it's just a dirty secret, I guess, because they're here and they're in big numbers.
Wow. Well, we're going to be talking about what happened at this marijuana farm in California in the next hour. It's absolutely insane. But I did not realize that it was that big of an issue. I knew that Mississippi was spending, what, over $100 million in tax money to take care of the illegals. So they've been dealing with it quite a bit over there in the Magnolia State.
Yeah, they've got some pockets. And the only thing that I know about it is like North Mississippi because I live near there. But yeah, you've got pockets in these small towns. It's a real problem. Yeah.
Wow.
And I agree with you. They've got to do more to get them out of here.
They have to. They have to, Sandy. And I look, we've been down this road far too many times. And if Trump can't get it done, then nobody can.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that the bill that they passed will help with the funding to, you know, maybe facilitate some of that. But I understand the president's point about the labor, but hopefully getting some of these people that are not supposed to be on Medicaid off of Medicaid and, you know, kind of encouraging them to work will help with the manpower to do some of the jobs. But if you're here illegally and you're going to become documented as a documented worker with a sponsor, I think you should pay an employee like a job privilege tax because it's a privilege to work here. And I think, you know, if you're an illegal and you're not a citizen, you should pay some sort of an extra tax to hold a job here that you're taking away from an American, you know?
Absolutely. Sandy, I think you're absolutely right there. And again, if we have become that lazy as a country, then we just basically get what we deserve, you know. But I don't think we are, Sandy. I just think that we have created this culture in the country where, you know, kids don't want to get out there. They don't want to have to get a job. They don't want to work. And we've got to fix that.
Yeah, there's a flip side to this, too. It's big money for politicians.
Huge.
You know, yeah, it's big money for politicians to allow this on both sides of the aisle. And that's why it's not been fixed before. But I wanted to talk about the Epstein files. I've been a Trump supporter for, you know, since when he ran against Hillary. So the Epstein files weren't really on my radar back then. And the Epstein files, the JFK files, all that to me is secondary. That's not why I voted for him, and it won't make me not support him anymore. I do believe in transparency, but we've got a nation to save. There's been so much damage purposely done to this country that that stuff is so secondary, and I believe that there are certain people making it bigger than it is to cause damage to our movement. They're bad actors, in my opinion. But I just wanted to point out, and not being a conspiracy theorist, just some things that happened around that I found interesting. I'm always watching, like, the politicians that are the holdout vote because they want special favors for their vote, you know, whether the Republicans or Democrats, when there's a big bill to vote on. And I just noticed that right around the time this incident happened with them coming out saying nothing to see here on the Epstein files, we had the big, beautiful bill passed. And we had unprecedented unity in the Republican Party to get that bill passed. How many of those favors were cashed in to shut down the list? I mean, we've always heard that there's suspected that there were members of SCOTUS that were might be on that list. And then all of a sudden, Trump's getting huge wins from the Supreme Court. That same time frame.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, how could, is this related, you know, that this is getting shut down right when we're getting all these big wins, you know?
Sandy, it's, yeah, no, I hear you. And it's not harebrained. I get it. There, because a lot of the things that we thought were conspiracy theories turned out to be the God's honest truth. So I there's some speculation that Trump is actually using the list to basically blackmail these lawmakers into doing the right thing. I don't necessarily have a problem with that, to be honest with you. But at the end of the day, people still need to be held accountable. I mean, if you've gone out there and you've committed a crime against a child, in my estimation, you deserve the death penalty. But that's just me. Sandy, I hate to do this. I've got a skedaddle, but it is a great call, and enjoy that day in Collierville. Folks, head over right away. Click on the banner at toddstearns.com. We want to hit at least $1,000 today. Help our friends in Texas. They are really struggling right now, and they need all the help they can get. Go to toddstearns.com. Click on the Help Texas banner at the top of the page. We'll be right back, America.
Tired of giving away all your rental profits to a property manager? You don't have to. Over 800,000 landlords use TurboTenant to find and manage tenants. Keep your 10% and sign up for free at TurboTenant.com.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
So, over the weekend, there was all of this chaos out in California, Camarillo, California, which is farm country. They have these massive, massive farms out there, and they hire a bunch of illegals. And we're talking thousands and thousands of illegals. And folks are pretty upset about this. So ICE has been making a lot of runs and raids on these farms in Camarillo, California. And on Friday, they had a massive raid. 361 illegals were arrested at the farm. And somebody leaked information that the ICE agents were staging these raids. And within a matter of minutes, there were hundreds of protesters. And it got really ugly. I mean, and violent. So the mob, they attacked the ICE agents. They hurled and launched rocks and bottles. I mean, it was not good stuff. We've got all the video up on our website, toddstearns.com, and I would encourage you to go and check that out. But it was a very dangerous thing. At one point, some guy opens fire, literally firing a gun. We've got that video at toddstearns.com. I would encourage you to go and check it out. So it turns out that a Democrat congressman was involved in all of this, and his name is Salud Carbajal, or Carbajal, I don't know. Anyway, Salud is his first name, born in Mexico, and he was part of this mob. And all the police were doing, they were executing a criminal search warrant at this farm, which turns out to be a marijuana farm. Now, look, that's legal. All right. They got marijuana farms. What is not legal is to hire children as child labor. So you've got Gavin Newsom out there, and he's enraged over all of this. Every Democrat is infuriated. And all of the media coverage is anti-ICE. Nobody seems to be concerned with the fact that the Democrats were using child labor to harvest the devil's lettuce. Nobody seems to be bothered by this fact. As a matter of fact, the guy who owns the farm is a massive donor to Democrat candidates, including a $10,000 donation to Gavin Newsom. Now, ICE put out this, I got to share this part of it. So the Congressman Salud Carbajal actually gave the information for one of the ICE agents to the mob. That agent was then bloodied and beaten. So ICE puts out a press release. And by the way, Trump is infuriated over all of this. And he says, hey, look, anybody throws a rock, anybody tries to stop ICE from doing the, they're arrested. Arrest them immediately. My question is, why weren't we doing that already? So ICE puts out a press release. And this, they put it out yesterday. They're very upset at the congressman. They say he was a part of the mob that threw the rocks that bloodied at least one ICE staffer. They say the congressman doxed the ICE staffer and shared his business card with members of the mob. Okay, this is all terrible. I mean, who does stuff like this? Well, I'll tell you who. It's a violent mob of illegals. So here's my question. Why hasn't the congressman been arrested? Stop playing games. That's the problem here, is that ICE and Homeland Security, they're playing games. If this congressman was out there and he was a part of the mob, his butt needs to be in jail right now. If this congressman shared the private personal information of an ICE agent, his butt needs to be in jail and he ought to be facing criminal charges. And Mike Johnson should call Congress back into session to throw this guy out, expel this man from Congress. It's time to start playing hardball, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I'm trying to say here. It's time to start playing hardball. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, in the last hour, we had a caller from Collierville, Tennessee, which is a beautiful, small Tennessee community, absolutely breathtaking, and they have one of the prettiest squares in the country. And a caller said they're being overrun by illegals. Well, I want to go back to the phones because we have Justin, who lives in Collierville. And Justin, I understand you're telling me this woman had it right.
Yeah, Todd. And just a side note, I don't have anything against anybody that wants to come to this country for a better life, but they need to come the legal way and abide by our laws and rules, because it can't be a country that's not a country of law order. But going back to Collierville, yeah, so Collierville does have a pretty bad illegal immigrant problem. It's kind of hush-hush. You aren't supposed to talk about it, but you can go to Walmart, and nobody in Walmart speaking English. It's just the truth. But the problem here in Shelby County, why we have a sanctuary county, is because we have a Democrat sheriff, Floyd Bonner, that's not cooperating with ICE. And when these illegal immigrants commit crimes such as DUI or domestic violence, they're not holding them on that ICE retainer. So Tom Homan and ICE can come pick them up. But we got in this position in Shelby County because the Republican Party has consistently got behind, and even Kerry Vaughn, his last chairmanship, endorsed.
All right, yeah, nobody knows who he is nationwide. Nobody knows who that guy is nationwide. But again, from a national perspective, you're telling me that there are illegals that are pretty much all over the Memphis and the Shelby County, Tennessee area.
Yeah, and so as a resident of Collierville, that I moved here for my kids to go to Collierville schools. This year, Collierville High School will go over 3,000 students. And I wonder, you know, how many of those students are we actually, have I as a taxpaying citizen paid to educate illegal immigrant kids? So there's a lot of questions that need answers to them here in Shelby County.
You know, that is a fair point. You've got so many school districts, and people don't take this into account, but it's not just the fact that the illegals are taking jobs away from Americans, Justin. It's the amount of resources they are taking up, whether it be schools. Many public schools are not now, they're just completely filled with kids who do not speak English. So instead of hiring another history teacher or a biology teacher, they're going to have to go out there and hire ESL teachers so they can teach these kids how to speak the language, if in fact they even get around to speaking the language.
Yeah, and you see a lot in the suburbs here, which a lot of people move to the suburbs in Shelby County because they have great schools. They're pulling their kids out of suburban schools because they're not providing the resources to the kids that live in the suburbs.
This is shocking. I didn't realize it was that bad. Again, you know, we see what's happening in New York and Chicago and Los Angeles. But if you're telling me that this is what's happening in small town Tennessee, that tells me we have a nationwide crisis on our hands here.
Well, why would they? The problem is that we have a bunch of nonpartisan mayors in the suburbs, and they're not going to talk about any of the divisive issues that have any national ties into politics. They're just going to try to make everything seem like it's okay and not tell you the picture of what's really happening in our small town.
All right. Well, Justin, I appreciate the intel there. This is disturbing. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm curious if you are seeing, if you have seen an increase in illegals in your towns, in your communities. Again, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Give us a call. So now you've got a professor at Cal State, and this professor, they're saying, the university is saying he was kidnapped by ICE agents, saying, you can't make this up. They're demanding that he be released. So this guy is a math and philosophy professor. He was taken into federal custody. And they say, the university says, the professor, Caravello, was peacefully participating in a protest when he was kidnapped by government agents. What's going on there? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have the rest of the story. It turns out that this guy was not peacefully protesting, and he was not kidnapped by federal agents. He was arrested because he threw a tear gas canister at law enforcement. He's charged with a violation of 18 U.S. Code 111 and will be in court tomorrow. I'm telling you, folks, you can't make this stuff up. They're intentionally lying to you. And they think that, well, you know what? People aren't going to do their homework. Well, the good news is we have talk radio. And on this program, we do the homework and we provide you with the rest of the story. Now, you also had another congressman out there saying that these illegals were doing nothing more than picking strawberries. Really? Well, we had a chance to take a look at the actual photographs of what they were growing, and it was a marijuana farm. So I want to know who out there has been smoking strawberries. Congressman Jimmy Gomez, a Democrat from California, says, how many MS-13 gang members are waking up at 3 a.m. to pick strawberries? Oh, yeah, zero. Those are not strawberries, Congressman. That's marijuana. And they're smoking it, and it sounds like the congressman's been taking a smoke or two as well. Okay, let's go to the phones. Don in Texas, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Hey, Don, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how you doing? I just wanted to inform everybody that we took a train ride a couple of years ago from Seattle down to Los Angeles, and it came through the farmlands of Northern California. And as we were going through the farmlands on the train ride, the train would blow the horn at all the illegals working out there. and they would shoot the bird to the people on the train, and they were flying the American flag upside down and had the Mexican flag above it. I just find it hard to believe that these farmers would allow this to happen like that.
That is shocking. And it just seems to me, Don, and we saw this during, I mean, it was a violent protest in California last week, and you had people waving the flag of a foreign country. I think it was Mexico. They were flying the Mexican flag as they were literally attacking the vehicles. Don, I'm telling you, you do that, that is an act of war, and you get what's coming to you at that point.
Yep, and they all need to go.
Every single one of them. And, Don, it is nothing personal, but they're not here legally. They got to go back and come here the right way.
I have no problem with them coming in legally and doing the right thing, but don't come here illegally. No. Expect us to take care of you.
That's it. That's it, Don. All right. Thank you for calling in, my friend. Thank you for listening to Patriot Talk 920. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Folks, got to take a break. In the meantime, head over to ToddStearns.com. You're going to see a big banner at the top of my page. It says Help Texas Disaster Relief. And we need your help. Today, we're our goal, hopefully $1,000. We'd like to surpass that, but it's Monday. So help us out. Go make a donation. We're asking $50 if you got 50, but we'll take 5, 10, whatever you can afford to give. Let's help the good people there in the Texas Hill Country. ToddStearns.com. Let's help Texas. We'll be right back.
Tired of giving away all your rental profits to a property manager? You don't have to. Over 800,000 landlords use TurboTenant to find and manage tenants. Keep your 10% and sign up for free at TurboTenant.com.
Was Mexico. You can't kick us out of the land that was ours.
All right, there you go. That's a Subaru driver out there in California, riled up. And the senorita was out there yammering about how California is really Mexico. And you can't kick them out of the land that was there. So this goes right back to what I've been telling you. This is the new narrative, but we've been telling you about this for years, is that ultimately, we've been dealing with an invasion. We've got about 60 million illegals living in America, and they've been here for a very long time, most of them. And they're not contributing to society. They're leeching off of the American taxpayers. And ultimately, they want the United States to go right back to being a part of Mexico. That's what this is really all about. And I would certainly hope that our elected leaders understand that these people are being very honest when they say, this is our city, this was Mexico. Let's go to the phones here, 901-260-5926, Steve in North Carolina. Hi, Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, good to talk to you. Love the show, appreciate you. It just so happens that I'm an energy consultant and I work in grow facilities at times. I think 4 or 5 different states. I've done several of these energy studies, and I have interacted with hundreds of people in these facilities, all Americans, all love what they do. My only point is, I don't know the makeup of the civil, the people in that area, but Americans are happy to work in these facilities. They get paid very well, and they're always smiling.
Well, it does make you wonder. So you're telling me that the narrative that it's only illegals who will take these jobs is just simply not true.
Oh, absolutely wrong.
Wow. It bothers me, Steve, because I see these photos, and again, I don't know why they had the children out there working, but that's just unacceptable in my estimation.
Likely it's cheap labor.
Hmm. Well, no doubt about that. All right. Well, Steve, I appreciate your intel there. And again, 361 people arrested there in California. Can I give a shout out here? We want to wrap this segment up with a bit of happy news. Remember a couple, what was it, last month, you had the church deacon who saw a bad guy getting ready to run into a church. So the deacon was in his Ford F-150. He punches the gas and runs over the domestic terrorist in the front yard of the church. Then a church security guard comes running out. This happened in Wayne, Michigan, Cross Point Community Church. And then you've got the security guard comes out and sends the bad guy to the lake of fire. Well, the bad news is that the deacon's church or the deacon's truck was completely destroyed because it got shot up. So we're going to give a shout out here to some really good people. The good folks over at Jack Dimmer Ford in Wayne, Michigan, Jack Dimmer Ford, they just gave the church deacon a brand new 2025 Ford F-150 pickup truck. Good for you. That thing's worth about $70,000. Well, good for you, Jack Dimmer Ford in Wayne, Michigan, and good for that great Baptist Church deacon as well. Richard Pryor is his name. What a great name. Enjoy driving that Ford F-150, sir. All right, ToddStearns.com. Let's help our friends out in Texas. We'll be right back.
Tired of giving away all your rental profits to a property manager? You don't have to. Over 800,000 landlords use TurboTenant to find and manage tenants. Keep your 10% and sign up for free at TurboTenant.com.
All right, folks, again, help us help the good people of Texas. We are raising disaster relief for our friends in the Hill Country, and we'd love for you to go right away to ToddStearns.com and click on the big red banner at the top of the page, and you'll be able to make a donation. We're asking for, at bare minimum, $50, but if you got 10, we'll take $10. Whatever you can give, we would appreciate, but a $50 one-time gift will provide an entire family with emergency relief supplies. And again, you can do that at ToddStearns.com. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, we're going to have a jam-packed show on Newsmax. And by the way, you can now watch Newsmax on Truth Social, which is pretty spectacular. And we want you to watch us wherever you can, YouTube, Facebook Live. But I am telling you, we've got a great show lined up for you on Newsmax this evening. Don't forget also NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. And you'll be able to get information on how you can pick up some shares of Newsmax on the New York Stock Exchange. All right. Want to play some audio here. And this is a crazy story. The Brevard County Sheriff, Wayne Ivey, delivering a message to rioters in his community. Cut number three.
So I'm gonna break it down for you, all right? And if somebody wants to know what I mean by turn violent, all right, this is what I mean. If you resist lawful orders, you're going to jail. Let me be very clear about that. If you block an intersection or a roadway in Brevard County, you are going to jail. If you flee arrest, you're going to go to jail tired because we are going to run you down and put you in jail. If you try to mob rule a car in Brevard County, gathering around it, refusing to let the driver leave, in our county, you're most likely going to get run over and dragged across the street. If you spit on us, you're going to the hospital and in jail. If you hit one of us, you're going to the hospital and jail, and most likely get bitten by one of our big, beautiful dogs that we have here. If you throw a brick, a firebomb, or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at, because we will kill you graveyard dead. We're not going to play.
Well, I mean, he's playing hardball there, folks. And for those of you who do not live below the Mason-Dixon line, graveyard dead is dead. I mean, you're pushing up daisies dead. So that's what the sheriff is talking about. And I say good for you, sir. Good for you. All right. We've got to talk about, I was waiting to talk about this, and we will, I suspect it's going to generate some controversy out there. But there's a brand new reality TV show called Back to the Frontier. And it's from our friends, Chip and Joanna Gaines. And any of you watch Fixer Upper, they're huge. And they've been pretty open about their faith in God and their support of traditional marriage. As a matter of fact, years ago when I was at Fox, they came under fire for not having gay couples on their Fixer Upper program. And yours truly actually came to their defense, and they were very thankful because my stories and my reporting at Fox really helped generate a lot of support and sympathy for Chip and Joanna Gaines. And, of course, now they are mega stars. They've got their own TV network, the Magnolia Network, and they're doing all of these other programs. And anybody who's been to Waco, Texas, you've been to the silos. So anyway, this new reality TV show, and this is sort of funny. I actually thought, you know what, this looks pretty interesting. I'll sit down and watch it. So they have three families, and the families are turning in all their creature comforts, and they're going back to the 1880s. So everybody gets like a horse and a wagon, and then they got to go out and they've got to rough it for the entire summer in the wilderness. And they're introducing the families, and they come. Then it seems everything seems to be in good working condition. And then they introduce two gay guys who got married, and I guess they bought their children, and they're the third family. And a lot of people were shocked by it. I got to tell you, I was surprised. And I remember watching it, and I'm like, oh, what? Really? Oh, that's interesting, because Chip and Joanna Gaines had been so pro-traditional marriage. And now all of a sudden, boom, they're not. So I actually just turned it off. I just stopped watching. I didn't, you know, it is what it is. Well, I had no idea that it was causing some sort of a massive firestorm of controversy out there. And a lot of Christians are very upset over this. And they're accusing Chip and Joanna Gaines of caving into the culture. And the gay rights organizations love it. They love Chip and Joanna Gaines now. They used to call them homophobes, but now they're embracing Chip and Joanna Gaines for including this same-sex couple with the two boys they purchased in the TV show Back to the Frontier. One of the gay magazines called Queerty, that's Q-U-E-E-R-T-Y, Queerty, says the show serves queer Laura Ingalls Wilder vibes for gay dads stepping back in time. This series taps into something we've always believed, that stepping away from the noise of everyday life can bring you closer to what matters most. And that's what Chip and Joanna Gaines said. It's proof that no matter where you find yourself, the most important part of home is the people you share it with. Now, Chip Gaines went on to call all of this a social experiment plus family time well spent. So here's the backstory on all of this. It turns out that Chip and Joanna Gaines were very intentional by including a same-sex couple, a same-sex family in their TV show. They said they wanted to do that. That was the whole point. As a matter of fact, when they were advertising for families to audition for their reality show, they went out of their way to make sure that a same-sex couple was a part of the marketing plan. Queerty goes on to say, for Gen Xers who grew up fantasizing about Michael Landon as Daddy Charles Ingalls, geez, hello, taking you into the barn for a roll in the hay, your time has come. They also said something about milking cows, and I'm not going to repeat that on national radio. But while LGBT groups, and we've got the whole story at toddstearns.com, while LGBT groups are celebrating Chip and Joanna Gaines, faithful Christians are enraged over this. The American Family Association says the show promotes an unbiblical view of human sexuality, marriage, and family, a view no Christian should embrace. So now the the daddies and the two sons they purchased, they're being interviewed now because they're becoming celebrities within the, and they're from Texas, by the way. They're being portrayed now as celebrities, national celebrities, cut number five.
How did you hear about this opportunity? Who is more invested from the jump? Who took more convincing? I want to know that whole story.
When I first saw the flyer on social media, there was a gay couple on the flyer. And so that initially kind of sparked my interest, and I was very much intrigued in learning more about the show and kind of what that experience was going to be. I'm super honored that when they were choosing three modern day families, that they did choose a same-sex couple as a modern day family, because we are, and like, we are your neighbors and your coworkers. And so it was this great, amazing opportunity to normalize same-sex couples and same-sex families.
I didn't want to do it, to be honest.
I was like, what are we doing? Why would we put ourselves in this situation to really rough it? That's not our, we love our modern, our modern conveniences. I was on board with the whole concept of continuing to normalize same-sex families. I think through our Instagram, through our Two Dollars Dads account, that's one of the reasons we put ourselves out there, because of our adoption issues and feeling the need that other families have other struggles still in other states. So it was just important for us to continue to spread that message.
Have either of you done anything like this before? Are you campers?
We've never gone camping.
We've never been camping. We don't camp in the backyard. Like,
no, not even that.
Right. Not really our cup of tea.
We went glamping once, but that's the extent of it.
Oh, that's a little stereotypical. But anyway, Katie Faust, a conservative writer, she's going to be with us tonight on Newsmax. And she says the issue here is that Chip and Joanna are promoting a household where two men custom ordered two motherless boys. I guess, do they have a catalog? Is that how they do this? I don't know. Maybe you thought you were being kind or inclusive to the adults. You're actually complicit in causing these little ones to stumble, calling for them to pull the show. Now, John Root has a large following on social media, and he posted a series of questions that Chip Gaines actually answered, and I'm fascinated by this. John Root says, why are you promoting homosexuality as a Christian? Why compromise on the Bible's clear teachings on this? Why support homosexuals purchasing kids? Disappointed would be an understatement. So Chip Gaines responds by openly attacking John Root and quoting from the Bible. Gaines says, it's a sad Sunday when non-believers have never been confronted with hate or vitriol until they're introduced to a modern American Christian. He accused all of you, and this is Chip Gaines, accusing all Christians who oppose gay marriage. He accuses you of judging first and understanding either later or never. Do you think that Chip and Joanna, do they need to get out there and explain themselves to you, or do you just not watch the show? Maybe the answer here is, and I know a lot of people are really upset about this, and I understand why, because we've been down this road before. Remember what happened with Chick-fil-A. Everybody stood by Chick-fil-A, and Chick-fil-A stood their ground until the younger generation took over, and then they capitulated. And a lot of people felt betrayed. Governor Mike Huckabee will not eat at Chick-fil-A. Pardon me, Ambassador Huckabee. So a lot of people are weighing in on this over on our website. I would encourage you to go and read the story, but I want to hear from you. Do you have a problem with Chip and Joanna Gaines adding a same-sex couple to this reality TV show about American families? Our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And again, Chip and Joanna made millions of dollars in no small part because of this platform they built promoting and pretending to be conservative Christians who have traditional family values. And I think a lot of people now are just wondering, okay, were we duped? Are these guys just posers? Were we just taken for a ride here? I mean, it's a fair question to ask. All right, got to take a break. Don't forget, ToddStearns.com. Click on the red banner at the top. Let's help our good friends in the great state of Texas.
Tired of giving away all your rental profits to a property manager? You don't have to. Over 800,000 landlords use TurboTenant to find and manage tenants. Keep your 10% and sign up for free at TurboTenant.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Even Franklin Graham is weighing in on this whole Chip and Joanna Gaines story, saying he's extremely disappointed. I want to read the exact comment to you. He says, it's very disappointing. While we are to love people, we should love them enough to tell them the truth about God's word. His word is absolute truth. God loves us, and his design for marriage is between one man and one woman. Promoting something that God defines as sin is in itself sin. This is from Franklin Graham. The American Family Association writing this, this is sad and disappointing because Chip and Joanna Gaines have been very influential in the evangelical community. Moreover, in the past, they have stood firm on the sanctity of marriage, regardless of the personal cost that has entailed. We aren't sure why the Gaines have reversed course, but we are sure of this. Back to the Frontier promotes an unbiblical view of human sexuality, marriage, and family, a view no Christian should embrace. That's from Ed Vitagliano, who is the VP for the American Family Association. So Chip Gaines, again, coming out and blasting not only Billy Graham, but or Franklin Graham, rather, but also the American Family Association, and says, talk, ask questions, listen, maybe even learn. Too much to ask of modern American Christian culture. Judge first, understand later. It's a sad Sunday when non-believers have never been confronted with hate or vitriol until they are introduced to a modern American Christian. One person responded, well, we're extremely sad because of how much we have grown to admire and appreciate you both. And Gaines, Chip Gaines said, well, if you admire and appreciate us so much, any chance there's more to this? But that's my point. No one knows. But the Christians have certainly come out in full force as if they do know. Judge not, love one another. It's not difficult. Wow. So I think now we're beginning to see the real Chip and Joanna Gaines. Once the shine wears off the shiplap, if you will. I wish I could say I was surprised by all of this. I'm not all that surprised. But I suspect what we've got here are two people that have strayed from their faith. And maybe all of the money, all of the power, the celebrity has gotten to their heads. You know, they hang out with Oprah Winfrey now. So, I mean, they've got all that going on. So, or it could be that they were just posers all along. And, well, you know, Christians got taken for a ride. I mean, it could be something as that simple. But I do wonder, you know, if this is going to impact their sales. You know, they sell a lot of stuff. What is it, at Target? I think that's where you get the Chip and Joanna Gaines stuff. They've got all sorts of products out there, so I don't know. Christians still go to Disney, so I can't imagine that they're going to give up their shiplap. But who knows? Who knows? 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. But make no mistake about this, and this is my final thought on this Chip and Joanna Gaines story. They did this intentionally. This was all part of a plan. And my question is, where do you stop? Where do you stop? In the next series, do you have a throuple? I mean, do you have three people that are involved in a relationship living together? Do you have a polyamorous relationship? I mean, where do you draw the line? Where do Chip and Joanna draw the line here? Because now they're saying that anything goes, that there are no boundaries when it comes to marriage in America anymore. And if you've got a few extra dollars in the bank, well, you know what? You can go out and buy yourself a couple of kids. And you can pick and choose. As one of the critics said, they can be custom-made children. And I think that's why people are upset. Look, it's a free country. If that's what Chip and Joanna Gaines want to do, that's what they're going to do. But it's also a free country for you as a consumer and as a viewer of their programs. You have a choice as well. Unbelievable. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we are going to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. But basically, Chip and Joanna are saying, how dare you judge anybody? Who do you think you are? All right. We'll see how that plays out. All right. Hang tight, everybody. Hour three of the big show coming up. Don't forget, I need you to go right now. ToddStearns.com. Click on that red banner and you join our disaster relief effort as we help our friends in the Hill Country. 100% of all of the money we raise goes right to disaster relief. Guaranteed. ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back, America.
Tired of giving away all your rental profits to a property manager? You don't have to. Over 800,000 landlords use TurboTenant to find and manage tenants. Keep your 10% and sign up for free at TurboTenant.com.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. And we are launching today a huge effort to raise money for our friends in the Texas Hill Country. Some of the finest patriots I know live in the Texas Hill Country, and those good people have just been devastated, just devastated. And we want to do our part, and we're going to be doing that partnering with our friends at Food for the Poor, and we are going to be sending emergency relief kits to families in need. And we'd love for you to go over to our website, and money is starting, people are already starting to donate, and we are so incredibly grateful. If you go right now and make a donation, you'll be able to help some people that really need our help right now. Again, ToddStearns.com, click on the red disaster relief help Texas red button. You can't miss it. Help Texas, and we're going to be giving a shout-out to all of the donors throughout the week as we begin this process. Our goal is to raise $20,000, and I think we're going to be able to get to that goal. So let's lend a helping hand, head over, and go to ToddStearns.com. All right, we've been talking about this crazy story involving Chip and Joanna Gaines, who have been praised by LGBT groups around the nation for inclusivity, not so much by many religious groups. Well, let's go to New Bern, Tennessee. Amanda is on the line. Amanda, where do you fall on all of this?
Me personally, I think we need to watch how we discuss things because it can come out more hatred than love. I believe that everybody needs to sit at the table at some point. The table's not just for people of your same beliefs, because if we can't come together and have a conversation in God and love, then nobody will ever hear the true message.
What would you say, though, to a family? Let's just say you've got a Christian family, and they follow the teachings of the Bible on things like marriage, and they hear about this new series with Chip and Joanna Gaines, so they're sitting down with the entire family, and all of a sudden you've got two gay guys with the two kids they purchased through surrogacy, and then the kids start asking questions.
Could I ask a question? Because I did hear you say that.
Sure.
What do you mean by purchased?
Well, they buy the kids.
From where?
Well, from either an adoption agency or
Kids
a surrogacy. What's that?
I said, from where? Kids R Us?
I
don't understand.
What don't you understand?
It just seems like we're talking about going out and just giving somebody money to grab a kid. It just sounds really hate-filled or, speculative.
Well, I think it would be hate-filled if you're purchasing a child, right? I mean, that doesn't sound right.
But where do you get the fact that they're purchased? I mean, is that something that we're just saying to try to instill some kind of reaction from people? Or is this something that's proven that they illegally purchase children for to do bad things to? I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, let me stop you right there, Amanda. I never said anything about doing bad things. You're the one that brought that up, not me.
That's what I'm saying. It gives somebody in their head, that thought.
So the cost to
put a false thought out.
Yeah, So the question is, how much does it cost for a gay couple to adopt a child? This is from gay parents to be. The cost ranges from up, it could exceed $70,000, depending, I guess, on, you know, if it's a newborn, if you're purchasing a child that's already been born.
How much for a straight couple?
I have no earthly idea, but that's not what we're talking about here.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I just think sometimes your people's verbiage can make a hateful reaction.
So you don't have a problem. So you don't have a problem with what the with what Chip and Joanna Gaines did here.
I do not.
All right. Well, that's your opinion, and you're free to have that opinion. I see nothing hateful about this at all. But the idea of, you know, going back to the transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg, when they hired the woman to give birth to a child, and then you've got Pete Buttigieg in the hospital with the little hospital bands along with his husband as if they had personally given birth to the child. And that's just simply, first of all, it's not biologically accurate, but it's just not factually accurate.
I mean, it's not factually possible, but...
no, it's not.
What I'm saying is it's the more people you have at a table, the more messages that can go across and get through.
So what's the message? What's the message, though, Amanda? What's the message?
Well, okay, remember when Jesus goes in front of the temple and dumps all the tables over because they were selling sacrifices to people to go into the temple and taking advantage, you know, giving something false out. They were trying to push people out of actually worshiping than to actually try to help people come in.
But how does this? So are you saying, or I'm just asking here, do you believe that it's biblical for same-sex couples to get married?
Yes, I think it's fine.
All right. Well,
it's legally fine.
Amanda, I want to bring in, this is John from Kentucky who wants to push back a little bit on what you just said. What happened to Amanda? Well, we lost Amanda, but Pastor John, there you go. Amanda says it's legal, so it really doesn't matter what the Bible says, I guess.
Well, she says it's legal in the law of the land, and right now the Congress is trying to overturn that law, okay, and it's going to go back to the 10th Amendment. Second of all, Todd, I'm, you know, like I said again, I said to you last time, you can defend yourself. That's just fine because you're really good at it because you've been at it a long time. But understand, Amanda and other people, there's a thing called righteous judgment. And the term modern Christian, and excuse me, is a bunch of mule muffins, because you're either a Christian that believes in biblical prophecy and Jesus Christ, because God is a God of love, but he's also a God of judgment, okay? So all that God called us to do is to love one another, but at the same time, there's a thing called righteous judgment, and Christ did that when he knocked over those tables in the temple. Okay, that's all I'm saying. And also, here's another thing, Todd, and I'm going to hang up and listen for your answer because I love what you say. They're going to get hit in the pocketbook really soon, and that's what I think is about to happen. And I also wanted to say I love you guys with all my heart because what you guys are doing for those Texas families and the responders and everything else, I just, you move me to tears, well, Todd. You really do.
Well,
I brag on you a lot, by the way, Todd.
Well, thank
and
you,
I'll
Pastor.
Listen for your response.
Well, don't hang up because we got Amanda back. Amanda, you heard what Pastor John said there. Your reaction to the pastor?
Okay. Well, I only heard the tail end. My reaction is I'm a true believer that the more people at the table needs to hear the message than you invite them. I think that your church should reflect the diversity of your community. And whoever is in your church, if you look around and you don't see those other people, then you should be inviting them in.
Miss Amanda, I'm going to tell you something. Christ invites everybody to the table. That's why he had 12 disciples at the table. That's how come he sat down and he welcomed the tax collectors from the IRS and everybody else. But also understands this. Christ pointed out their sins to them. He called them to repentance. You can invite as many people as you want to the table. You can invite gay and lesbian couples and everything else, but they also have to understand God does not condone that lifestyle. He calls it a sin. So therefore, if you're going to come to the table, also understand Christ is going to call you into account. And I
there's
will
only
love
one
you, but
sin
also
unforgivable.
There will be truth said, and that's exactly what Todd is trying to point out to you. And I'm not going to condemn you. I'm not going to attack you, but I'm just trying to point out to you biblical truth. And there is a thing called righteous judgment, and that's all I'm saying.
Right. You're absolutely right. There is righteous judgment. However, it is not my judgment that's going to get you in or out of heaven. Okay, the only thing I'm going to be judged for at the end of my life is, did I follow the love of Christ? Did I do for people? Did I love them? I am never going to be judged from what somebody else does. I'm only going to be judged by how I treated
people. But let me throw out a question here. Isn't there a difference between loving someone and accepting something that you may disagree with?
You never have to accept anything.
Well,
there it is. Love them. You fell right into the
you,
table.
No, you don't have to accept, but that doesn't mean you exclude.
We don't exclude anybody in our church, Miss Amanda. We never did, and we never will. But at the same time, we will call everybody into account. Like, I'm a sinner, you're a sinner, Todd's a sinner. But at the same time, you have to also understand that our God, our Savior, our Holy Spirit are a people of love, but also at the same time, you will be called into a judgment. That's why Christ knocked over those tables in the temple.
All right. Well, let me jump in here, guys, because we're coming up on a hard break, and I think we get the gist of it. I think both of you have been able to get your signs out there. I will throw this out there. There is a story up how a – this is an actual story – how a gay single dad spent $125,000 to have a baby. So it's more than $70,000 was the point there. Guys, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Pastor John. Our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. As we go to break, don't forget, head over to ToddStearns.com. Click on that big red banner at the top of the page and help our good friends over in the Texas Hill Country.
Tired of giving away all your rental profits to a property manager? You don't have to. Over 800,000 landlords use TurboTenant to find and manage tenants. Keep your 10% and sign up for free at TurboTenant.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Want to remind you about our friends over at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to the AARP. And the great part about AMAC, it's not just for old folks, right? It's whether you're 18 or 80, AMAC is for any American who loves this country. And for just a few dollars a year, you're going to get their incredible magazine, access to exclusive discounts at restaurants and hotels, also other great resources. If you would like to get more information, go to amac.us/Stearns. That's amac.us/Stearns. Let's go to the phones here. John in North Carolina. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you? I listen to your show almost daily.
Well, thank you, sir.
I really like the subject. It's great. I was going to comment on the cost of adoption, and whether it's a straight couple or gay couple, it doesn't matter. My background is I volunteer at a pregnancy center here in town. I'm a Catholic. It's a Christian community. I deal with about four other churches in the area, and so we're anti-abortion. And one of the choices that we give the clients is adoption. The client never pays for to have their baby adopted by parents or the couple that are trying to get a child. So they end up paying for it. We use a Christian group that interviews the parents, the gays or the straights. And then the lady who is pregnant or has the child, wants to put their child up for adoption, gets to interview and see their background and make the choice. But the cost, which you were talking about, which is buying a child, which is true, it's like $60,000. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I mean, and there's
a lot of money.
There's another story about gay couples going to India to get kids. It's really, this is like a global industry here.
Yeah. So Russia was doing the same thing a few years ago. I think we cut them off, but a lot of those children had mental problems. So the Americans that were adopting them had problems with those children. I also lived in Fairfax in Northern Virginia, and a lot of parents that were bringing in these adopted kids from Russia, Yugoslavia, had a lot of issues with their kids.
Oh.
But what we deal with is the local kids here in North Carolina, especially in eastern North Carolina.
Well, I see.
So we're around Moorhead, we're around New Bern, and we work with the Craven County Health Department. So they refer the ladies that are looking to abort to our area. And we also support supplies to parents 2 years and under that need supplies like diapers and strollers and car seats and those things. So we do multiple services.
You know, it's fascinating because they're literally having these discussions now, and I guess the researchers and scientists, but they're literally trying to figure out how to create babies that would have the genetic material of both father. You know, so if you have a gay couple, you know, is it possible for them to have the genes of both fathers? And right now you can't do that, but I guess scientists are working on it. So, really crazy stuff going on. John, thank you for the call. Let's go to Jerry in Oregon. Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing this morning, Todd?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Well, good, good. Hey, I don't even want to get into the theology of having babies, gay couple. I'm not going to go there. But I do want to comment on kind of a overriding, I don't want to say message, but church, and I don't want to say Christian, but I want to say a church doctrine that's out there by quite a few churches that I've actually been very, very disappointed in. Matter of fact, a church that I grew up in has totally gone that way, as the Disciples of Christ Church. And they used to be a fairly conservative church. And in the 90s, they went to the God is love, and therefore you must love everybody. And I'm not saying you shouldn't love everybody, but that doesn't mean you accept everybody's action. And whatever the social actions of the people you're ministering to, you adopt to. Where does that fit in with you are to be salt of the earth? You're to be different. You're not to be the same. That has nothing to do with, at least the way I grew up in the church and in my Christianity. I believe that you're supposed to stand apart, be in this world, right? But don't be of this world.
Well,
and there's a difference.
Yeah, Jerry, there is a difference, and I think what's happening with Chip and Joanna Gaines, and this is where I think the crux of all the controversy and you have a lot of these conservative female pundits out there who are flat out accusing the gay couple of purchasing a custom-made child. I think all of the controversy actually stems from this idea that this is not some sort of an innocent thing, but that Chip and Joanna Gaines are using their platform that was built, thanks in no small part to a lot of Christians in this country, to promote the idea that family is more than just a mom and a dad. And I think that's really set off a lot of people. Jerry, I got to run. We are late for a break here. 901-260-5926. Don't forget ToddStearns.com. Click on our red Help Texas Disaster Relief Fund. We'll be right back, everybody.
Tired of giving away all your rental profits to a property manager? You don't have to. Over 800,000 landlords use TurboTenant to find and manage tenants. Keep your 10% and sign up for free at TurboTenant.com.
Well, they're having some big problems in New York City, the Big Apple, and it's not looking good. I'm just going to tell you right now, Zohran, I was almost calling him Moron. Moron Mamdani is going to be the next mayor of New York City. Let me explain why. First of all, Eric Adams is extremely unpopular, and he also once called the white citizens crackers. That is, it's not necessarily an endearing term, to be honest with you. Then you've got Andrew Cuomo, who killed Lord knows how many Italian grandmothers during the China virus pandemic. And he's also a sex fiend. And so you've got, he's incredibly unpopular. The Republican is a guy named Curtis Sliwa, who got his butt handed to him in the last election. And I think he's polling at 1% right now. Sliwa's out there saying, we've got him right where we want. Really, where is that, sir? Where is that? So, I mean, Sliwa's a very nice guy, and he has done a lot for the city as the founder of the Guardian Angels, but his time has come and gone, and I'm sorry, but New York is just not ready to elect a Republican yet. So it looks as though New York City is going to have to live under Sharia for at least 4 years, and maybe they'll come to their senses. I will say this, all of you folks on Broadway, I would steer clear of any party invitations that take place on rooftops. Just want to throw that out there as a public service announcement. Honestly, if I were a Broadway show, I'd be packing up and heading across the river to Jersey. But Mamdani is going to be bad news, ladies and gentlemen. Bad news. The Muslim communist. But he's not the only one. It turns out that Minneapolis has their own version of Mamdani. This guy's name is Omar Fatah, and it looks as though either he is from or his family is from Somalia. And this guy is a piece of work. Take a listen.
Everyone keeps asking me, Omar, why aren't you doing more videos? As a state senator with a second full-time job and a kid on the way, I just haven't been able to find the time. I've also been fighting for you, passing things like tuition-free college for working-class families, rideshare protections for our Uber and Lyft drivers, and the legalization of fentanyl testing strips. But this summer, you're going to be seeing a lot more of me, because we deserve nice things in Minneapolis, too. To make an affordable Minneapolis that works for everyone, we need a mayor that works as hard as you do. I'm ready to work hard to 1. Build a Minneapolis that working people can afford to call home. 2. Protect our city from a hostile White House. And 3. Diversify our city's public safety response. By increasing the minimum wage to $20 by 2028 and passing rent stabilization to stop price gouging and incentivizing new construction, we can protect workers. Protecting all of our communities from Donald Trump means not letting MPD interact with ICE, whether it's for an immigration raid or not. Our residents deserve a mayor that will stand up to Donald Trump and say, no, not in our community. Did you know that the city's own data showed that 47% of calls to MPD can be diverted to non-police response? Cops aren't social workers. Investments in programs like these ensure that the appropriate response arrives when we call 911. And we can actually free up police resources to focus on violent crime that detracts from community safety. Oh, I'm sorry. It's my campaign managers again. They've been on my case all week about make more videos. I'll find the time tomorrow.
All right, there you go. The next Muslim. And this guy wants to be the next mayor of Minneapolis. And, I mean, it's just the same nonsense that Mamdani is spewing. But there's going to be a lot more of this. And, folks, you better wake up and pay attention, because we are literally being overrun by all of this. And when I say overrun, I'm not kidding. Where is that story? There is, someone did an analysis of Anaheim, California. Gavin Newsom is out there, and Newsom is now saying that no theme park has ever been able to successfully operate without mass migration. And so the argument is, so J.D. Vance, our vice president, took the family to Disneyland. These people, these leftists are monsters. They're literally heckling J.D. Vance while he's hanging out with the small kids. Who does that? But anyway, to the point, in 1980, Anaheim, California, which is where Disneyland is, Anaheim was nearly 77% white. Today, it's barely 20% white. And again, all of you, I mean, this city, it's been overrun by immigration. Now, every time somebody uses the term great replacement theory, all you know what breaks loose. Why, that's just xenophobic. That's xenophobic. How dare you? Who do you think you are? These people are coming here to mow our grass and to wash our dishes and to pick the devil's lettuce. Who do you think you are, Starnes? Yeah, but it's simply not true. It's, I mean, when you look at the actual numbers, you understand that the old population is being replaced by new people. That would be a replacement theory by the very nature of its verbiage. But now, and we were talking to Joe Messina about this. Joe lives in Santa Clarita, which is right there in the Los Angeles area. And Joe drives a Jaguar, and the guy loves that car. And I'm telling you, it's always bumper-to-bumper traffic in Los Angeles. But he said since the crackdown, the roads have been pretty clear, leading many to wonder exactly how many illegals actually live in Los Angeles, because they're not leaving their homes now. They're not going to work. They're not hanging out in front of Home Depot. So much so that one California university in the Los Angeles area is now taking all of their classes online so students don't show up at class because the university's afraid ICE agents will show up. And then there's this. Karen Bass, the lunatic mayor of Los Angeles, says that they're going to start paying illegals who are not going to work. Cut number 9.
We also are going to have a reinstitution of the Angelino card, something that Mayor Garcetti started during COVID, that will actually provide cash assistance to people. Because, you know, you have people who don't want to leave their homes, who are not going to work, and they are in need of cash. We're organizing food deliveries. I mean, there's all sorts of things that we are having to do now to protect people from the federal government.
I believe there is a legal term for that, Madam Mayor. It's called aiding and abetting. So again, ladies and gentlemen, at what point are we going to start playing hardball here? Go in and arrest the mayor. How difficult is that? If this woman is going to provide taxpayer money to illegal aliens, she is breaking the law and she needs to be punished. Oh, I got in some hot water over the weekend. This is a funny story. So there's a church, and the pastor of the church got arrested for being here in the country illegally. And people are just enraged over this, and there are a lot of people in the evangelical Christian community that have reached out to me, and they said, can you lend a helping hand? And I said, well, what, do we need to get him back to whatever country he came from? I'm happy to do that. Wait, what? How dare you? How dare you, Starnes? This guy's one of us. He's an evangelical. And I'm like, yeah, he may be an evangelical, but he's here illegally. So technically, he's not one of us. He's from another country. And I just... again, people think that I'm a heartless, cold-hearted human being. But again, here's my take. If you are here illegally, and especially if you've been here 20 and 30 years, and you haven't even tried to speak the language, learn the language, you haven't tried to get yourself righteous by being legal, then you have to go back home and come here the right way. But a lot of people in the evangelical world think I'm just a cold, heartless son of a biscuit eater. So anyway, there's a story out of Tampa, Florida, from NPR, National Public Welfare Radio. Outside an evangelical church on the outskirts of Tampa, half a dozen immigrant families wait in the sweltering Sunday heat. The men wear bright shirts, and the women are dressed in traditional Guatemalan embroidered clothing. What, American clothes not good enough for you? The service has ended, but no one is rushing to their cars. Instead, they wait for rides home. The reason is simple: fear. Since Florida granted Highway Patrol officers the authority to detain drivers based on their immigration status during routine traffic stops, getting behind the wheel has become a calculated risk for many immigrants across the state. Every trip to work, to church, to the grocery store now carries the possibility of detention regardless of legal status. All right, let me stop right there. That is simply untrue. If you're a legal citizen and you get pulled over for going 5 miles over the speed limit, you're not going to jail. Give me a break, please. According to NPR, this has led to new unwritten rules of the road. Number one, no foreign flags or Spanish language stickers on a car. Number two. Oh, hold on. Where is number two? Number two, try to ride with people you know and trust. They should also be people who are in the country legally. Number three, no Spanish language music. If you guys are going to be driving to work, turn the radio onto English radio, English music, some country music, so they can't tell it's a Spanish car in there. So anyway, all of these folks are very upset. Look, here's the deal. If you're worried about getting pulled over because you're illegal, then turn yourself in and go back to where you came from. We'll actually pay for your plane ticket back to wherever country you came from. And this, to me, this is the compassionate thing to do. Because then we are making room for the legal people who are trying to come here, the immigrants trying to come here the right way. That's all. Oh, I've got to play this audio real quick. This is Tom Homan. Probably one of the best speeches I've heard a guy give. He was at the Student Action Summit, that TPUSA thing I was telling you about. And some big old lard butt got up there and tries to heckle Tom Homan, the border czar. Take a listen to what happened.
Cheers. Pardon me?
Are you an MS-13 member? It says so.
Hey. Hey, that's okay. That's okay. I got a question. No. I got a question for you. Why don't you come up here and hand me that picture? Bring it. USA! USA! They got morons like this all over the country. This guy wouldn't know us like the surface nation. This guy ain't got the balls to be an ICE officer. He hasn't got the balls to be a border patrol agent. This guy lives in his mother's basement. The only thing that surprised me, you don't have purple hair and a nose ring. Get out of here, you loser. And hey, you're such a badass. Meet me off stage in 13 minutes and 50 seconds. I guarantee you, he sits down to pee. Guaranteed.
That was pretty brilliant. By the way, the guy didn't wait around. Homan did. At the end of this, he came on down. He was like, where is he? Come on. I want some. Oh, my goodness. Gotta love the border czar. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Don't forget, head over to our website right away. Click on our red banner at the top of the page. Donate somebody. If it's $10, $50, $500, whatever you can give, 100% of what you give goes to help our friends in the Texas Hill Country.
Tired of giving away all your rental profits to a property manager? You don't have to. Over 800,000 landlords use TurboTenant to find and manage tenants. Keep your 10% and sign up for free at TurboTenant.com.
All right, so Charlie Kirk Man, this past weekend, they were ready to lynch Pam Bondi. I mean, that's the level of vitriol. And Charlie was up there with Megyn Kelly, and they were asking the crowd, how many of you guys want to get rid of Pam Bondi? People were screaming and cheering. I mean, it was just nonstop. Well, clearly somebody got a call from the White House, because Charlie Kirk on his radio show today said, you know what? I'm done talking about Epstein. You can't make this up. He says, I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends, Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, my friend Pam Bondi, all these guys. Wait, what? He was just saying just over the weekend, they wanted to fire her butt so she could get a gig on Fox News. And this is what I'm talking about with all these social media influencers. It's the opinions that they change depending on which way the wind is blowing. And it drives me nuts. I'm not surprised about this at all. I'm really not. But, you know, a lot of these guys are stirring you up. They want you to buy into whatever conspiracy theory they're talking about. And you know why? Because they want the clicks. They want the views so they can make money off of you. And that's one of the things that we just have never done here on this program. You know my opinion, whether you like it or not. Look, I've irritated President Trump a time or two. And that's okay. And you know why? Because at least the president knows where I'm coming from. Right? So if that means I'm not invited to a White House, you know, cocktail party, all right, great, no problem. I really don't like those parties. I'm just telling you, on this program, I'm all about President Trump's agenda. And I'm not about getting clicks. And you know that, because when you read stories that we promote, you know exactly what that story's about. You don't have to click here to find out what Donald Trump said about Melania. No, we don't pull that kind of stuff. But a lot of these conservative groups out there do. Can't stand it. Cannot stand it. So we'll see how all this plays out. It's a mess right now. All these social media influencers, they don't know what to do. They weren't counting on President Trump doing what he did. As a matter of fact, hold on, I want to read this. There's a story up at Mediaite, and the thing is, everybody's leaking now. So everybody's trying to get their point of view out there. This is the headline from Mediaite. Dan Bongino's relationship with White House still basically untenable despite Trump support. This is a new report coming out of CNN, and somebody's leaking all this now. That's the only reason why this information is out there. They're saying that Bongino fled Washington last week because he was livid with Attorney General Pam Bondi's handling of the Epstein probe. Had not been in contact with top DOJ officials since Wednesday. Bongino implied that he could no longer continue in his job if Bondi stayed on board. So there you go. That's the latest there. You know what? Just get them all out there in front of the cameras, hold a good old-fashioned press conference, and let's see who is left standing at the end of the day. All right, 5 o'clock Eastern, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, also, help Texas. Join our disaster relief effort. You can do that right now. Click the red banner at ToddStearns.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step 3, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.